G'day all, and welcome to the third episode of the Bushwalking, Canyoning and Outdoor Community. Today's episode is brought to you by Bogan Canyoning. Come and get some. Well, if you've made it to episode 3, you must be doing alright, because anyone that listens to my ramblings, doing pretty good. However, on all seriousness, I hope that you have enjoyed what I have provided so far. I know it's not the most exciting conversations in the world, but there is some really useful information I think that we can all learn from one another. So, let's get into today's episode. I've decided to take a slight turn and talk about literature. Not the most exciting thing in the world for some people, but boy, is it useful. Today I want to talk specifically about literature that is available for people that are new to canyoning, but at the same time covering some of the stuff that is available to the more experienced person. For most of Australia, canyoning is centred on the Blue Mountains in New South Wales, though there really are many more places being explored and new areas being made available. To my knowledge, other places include the mid-north and north coast of New South Wales, the Barrington Tops near Newcastle, the south coast around the Illawarra, up and down the coast of Queensland, and the alpine sections of Victoria. Knowing me, I've probably missed a few places, and for that I apologise. In the early days of canyoning exploration, most canyoning information was provided through person-to-person conversation and reports within bushwalking magazines. For those with the technology, the times and the means, access to these archives is a wealth of information and provide great stories in their own right. But if you're like me and listen to podcasts, you're in the digital age. We are blessed with a variety of sources that can verify a lot of the information out there or can actually supersede it altogether. This can be at the same time though used to cross-reference the physical literature and in some cases be used to really glean that extra bit of information. However, I'd like to put a disclaimer in this, that the best source of information is an experienced canyoner prepared for any eventuality when they enter a canyon. There has been a spate of accidents in recent where groups were not prepared and relied on old information. There is one that does come to mind, which is around the exit for Rocky Creek. There have been a number of groups that have got lost while not reversing the canyon, which in my personal view is the most fun you can have and the best way to do it. I mean, you get to see the same canyon twice. It's a pretty good way to do it. But because they took the exit track and with the bushfires that have gone through there, no track is actually easily visible. However, these people that did get into distress were smart enough to do the right thing and requested the assistance of emergency services to get them out there. This is where we're thankful to have people like the police rescue, the special operations team of the ambulance, and the VRA to help them on. Anyway, I wanted to start off with two of the best sources of information for any canyoner, but particularly for the Blue Mountains areas. Canyons Near Sydney, the fifth edition, was authored by Rick Jemison. Released in 2012, it's a few years old now, and some of the information actually may not be reflective of today. But it is an amazing resource to have in your bookshelf. It also provides detail on some canyons in the South Coast, the Barrington Tops, Bungonia, and the wider Wallamai area. I still consider it my go-to guide for canyoning information. The next solid option and the entry point to a lot of newbie canyoners is Oz Ultimate by Tom Brennan. I'd be guessing any aspiring Kenyaner has used this resource in the past. With track notes, trip reports, and photos of many of the popular Kenyans, it is an indispensable source of information. Further to this, Tom has provided some first-class maps, information on Kenyaning, catchment size areas for Kenyaning, and so much else. Google Oz Ultimate, O-Z Ultimate, one word, and you'll find the website. Next to talk about is the Facebook pages that exist. While many people these days are into TikTok and Instagram, one of the best sources of proper information that you can find is the Facebook pages of Oz Kenyans Australia and Australian Kenyaners. Oz Kenyans Australia is a closed Facebook page that was developed many years ago and is the largest community online in Australia. It is a wealth of information, photos, and discussion points. People are known to upload trip reports of their recent adventures. Questions can be asked about anything Kenyan related, and if you're struggling to find a person to go Kenyaning with, it can be a good option. The other Facebook page I talked about, and it was created in more recent years, is Australian Kenyaners. Like Oz Kenyans, it is a wealth of information for everything that's already discussed. However, you will find that people in this group view Kenyaning in a slightly different manner to Oz Kenyans. People that lean more towards the single rope technique and more aquatic types of adventures will find that it is of greater benefit. Some members of the Kenyaning fraternity are members of both of these groups. I now think it's a suitable time to discuss commercial guiding companies. These companies, along with their experienced guides, can be worth their weight in gold if you are new to Kenyaning or want to feel what it is like to be a Kenyaner. If you Google Blue Mountains Kenyan Guiding, you will find multiple options. You can't go wrong with any of them, and they can be the first step into the wilderness. The most popular one that is experienced by people is Empress Kenyan around Wentworth Falls. As a beginner Kenyan, it can't be beaten. It gives you every aspect of Kenyaning, and they train you up with all the right skills so you're ready to roll. The other thing about these guiding companies is that there are a wealth of information around Kenyaning conditions and techniques. Some mobs like the Blue Mountains Climbing School and the Australian School of Mountaineering offer some very solid courses to ensure that you are capable enough to rescue yourself, rescue others, or even lead Kenyans if you're ready. Another source of information is Bushwalking Clubs and the Australian Kenyaning Association. If you become a member of one of these, you are more likely to have access to experienced Kenyanism publications. Almost all of the Sydney and Blue Mountains bushwalking clubs have active Kenyaning programs, and their associated publications can be useful to research Kenyaning information. Some of these clubs have even updated their old publications to their websites, allowing you to peruse the documents of hard-to-find information. In the worst conditions, they are still a damn good read if from a previous time. The Australian Kenyaning Association was created a few years ago and is the pinnacle body for Kenyaning in Australia. It is a voice that promotes Kenyaning to other stakeholders and also is starting to provide some first-class development opportunities to upskill you with your Kenyaning techniques, skills, and experiences. Kenyaning.org.au is another fantastic resource. It was developed a few years ago and has information on Kenyans in the Blue Mountains, the Kanangra, the New South Wales North Coast, Southeast Queensland, Tasmania. It is also a forum for general discussion, technical discussions, and near misses. Other websites that also provide top-notch information and articles for dreaming include fatkenyaners.org, The trip reports are worth reading again and again, and their grub guide is a great resource. There is also Dave Noble at dave-noble.net. Having been in the canyoning and bushwalking game for a long time, his photography and recording of early canyoning discoveries gives you a view of the pioneer days. He continues to update his website with his photographic exploits. Another good resource is Craig Flynn's one word, sleepwhenwearedead.net. The trip reports are full of humor, great photos, and some great lessons learnt. Worth mentioning is his view of the 2019 Canangra Main Rescue. AdventuresWithM.com, AdventuresWithM1word.com, is also worth a read, particularly if you want information on more rarely visited canyons. And to finish off this side of things, a visit to Richard Patterson's YouTube channel is a winner. His videography, his voiceover and explanations are second to none. It will provide plenty of inspiration and leaving you wanting to go canyoning now. To finish up the recommendations, I have a few more for other parts of Australia. A comprehensive guide to canyoning around Victoria has been recently released by Sam Thompson and Robert Springer. I haven't read it, but saw its overview in the Wild magazine. If you are into aquatic canyons and swiftwater canyons, it is a worthy read. Do you want to learn more about single rope technique? The Canyoning Technical Manual from our friends across the Dutch is a great resource into both canyoning fundamentals and rope technique. The Canyoning in New Zealand book by Daniel Clearwater is another great resource that will have you dreaming of canyoning in New Zealand and further abroad. And with that, I think I will leave it there. There is a heap of information out there, and I've only scratched the surface. I do apologise if I missed a great resource. However, if you do have one, get in contact with me. I'd love to hear from you. Find me in the Bushwalking, Canyoning and Outdoor Community Facebook page or use the email links in the show notes. Thanks for listening today. I hope you have a good one. Oh, and off we go again. Today is brought to you by the letter C. C is for cataract, the Welsh terminology for a large waterfall. Have a good one.